Current events and trends. North Korea continues missile testing. By Beyond Today writer, Rudy Rangel. In September, North Korea conducted another nuclear test. Many nations have already placed sanctions on North Korea for its previous four tests, and it seems more sanctions will follow in yet more attempts to discourage their testing program. A Reuters article summarized the situation. The United States said it would work with partners to impose new sanctions and called on China to use its influence as North Korea's main ally to pressure Pyongyang to end its nuclear program. Jack Kim and Michelle Nichols, North Korea's nuclear test prompts U.S. calls for more sanctions. September 9, 2016. It doesn't seem that, beyond force, North Korean leader Kim Jong-un is going to allow any punitive action to halt its progress in making North Korea a nuclear power. North Korea, which labels the South and the United States as its main enemies, and its scientists and technicians carried out a nuclear explosion test for the judgment of the power of a nuclear warhead, according to its official KCNA news agency. It's easy to become fearful when we see what's going on in the world. Fear of war, danger, and the unknown is common to man. Hearing about rogue nations and their nuclear aspirations can be scary. But God doesn't want us to live a life of fear. He foretold that the time of the end will be a time of great trouble, but that ultimately He will usher in His kingdom, a kingdom of peace that will reign forever. Now is the time to be trained in faithfulness and righteousness. God gives us prophecy to help in our faith. When we see world events that align with God's word, we don't have to fear. We can be encouraged that all things are ultimately under God's authority. Fear not, He is in control. For more helpful content, visit us online at ucg.org.